KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 77. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, June 26th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Johnson's Cranes, Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, and the First National Bank and Trust. Going to be a warm one today, 92. The forecast high heat index could be up around 98. One person has died in a crash between a car and two semis. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they are recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
You remember Bill and Lynette Johnson and their son Jimmy? They've been around here a long time, and their business has been around almost as long as they have. Well, they wanted to slow down a bit, so they recently sold the record portion of their business. But Johnson's Cranes is still here and still offers the same dependable service that made Johnson's a household name for the past 60 years. When you need a crane to get the job done, call Johnson's right here in Grady County at 224-2802. Johnson's Cranes. They're still here and can still handle the job.
Investigators still looking into yesterday's fatal crash involving a car and two semis near Tuttle. 19-year-old Jordan Shaw of Fort Cobb died in the crash. It happened about 3:30 on State Highway 4 near Bridge Creek School. The Highway Patrol reports that Shaw was driving a car northbound on the highway when he crossed into oncoming traffic. His car was hit by one semi. The car then went into a broad slide and was hit by the second semi. The big rig drivers, 58-year-old Albert Miles of Wichita Falls, Texas, and 38-year-old Aaron Eichelberger of Grandview, Missouri, not injured. Traffic on the highway was shut down for nearly 5.5 hours. A teenager accused of being at the scene of the shooting death of an Anadarko man early this month is charged in connection with that crime. The Lawton Constitution reporting that 18-year-old Jaden Seeley is being held in the Caddo County Jail on a $1 million bond. Seeley charged with accessory to murder in connection with the June 12th shooting death of Dwayne Huger Jr. It's reported that Seeley admitted being the driver of a vehicle that was seen at the home when the shooting occurred. If convicted, Seeley faces up to 45 years in prison. It's Election Day in Oklahoma. Republicans and Democrats will be casting votes in races for a number of state offices, including governor and lieutenant governor. Now, the primary election will decide candidates that will be each party's representative in the general election this fall. Now, several races have more than two candidates, and if no one candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, the top two candidates in the races will face off in a runoff in August. There are several county races on the ballot depending on where you live. Voters in Grady and Caddo counties have three district judge candidates on the ballot. In Grady County, Republicans in District 1 and Democrats in District 3 have three county commissioner candidates to choose from. In Caddo County, there are two Democratic candidates on the ballot for county assessor. Polls have just opened, and they will remain open until 7 o'clock tonight. We will have special reports on the regional county district judge and county commissioner and other elections after the polls close tonight, starting about 7:30. Coming up on 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, more Cool News coming right up.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old and unused prescription drugs as well as over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes, which can be found in several locations throughout the Grady County area. Chickasha locations include Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Locations in Tuttle include Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37, and the Tuttle Police Department. Find more locations near you at takeasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Software installers to be back at the Chickasha Police Department today, trying to again upgrade the department's 911 phone system. Crews ran into some difficulty trying to upgrade the system last week, so they're back today. Officials say incoming phone calls to the non-emergency phone numbers at the police department may be disrupted during the installation, and that could last much of the day once they get started. Now, 911 calls should not be affected by the installation. Those calls are being rerouted. A number of area high school and college students have been awarded scholarships from the Grady County, Oklahoma Home and Community Education Groups. Among them, Nathan Ratcliffe of Amber-Pocasset and Mackenzie Rearman of Nenerkaw. Ratcliffe to attend Oklahoma State University. He wants to major in business. Rearman to attend OSU-OKC and study ultrasound technology courses. Susan Ruth with Grady County OSU Extension tells of other scholarship recipients.
Riley Clem, an Amber-Pocasset graduate. Riley is the daughter of Ryan and Vicki Clem. Riley plans to attend Oklahoma State University, where she will major in multimedia journalism and a minor in dance. Another recipient is Allison Ragsdale, a Tuttle High School graduate, who is the daughter of Pat and Stacy Ragsdale. Allison plans to attend Oklahoma State University, where she will major in agribusiness.
Also awarded a scholarship, Emily Taylor, a student at East Central University, majoring in family and consumer science. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $68.08 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $74.73. Natural gas, $2.92 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,259. Silver, $16.30. Obituaries today include 80-year-old Dale Holden of Chickasha. Graveside service will be at 10 o'clock Thursday morning at Pioneer Cemetery. He was a U.S. Navy veteran, also was part of the U.S. National Guard and U.S. Army Reserves. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to Michigan Avenue Baptist Church. And funeral for 66-year-old Ronald Burnett of Chickasha will be at 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at Full Gospel Church. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Army veteran. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine and hot temps this afternoon. Hot and humid, 92 this afternoon. Heat index could be up around 98. Right now, fair 77 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, USAO softball coach Jaden Wallace has signed her first player since winning the NAIA National Championship. Tara Madron is transferring from Rose State College. The Kanawha native is a 2-time National Junior College Athletic Association All-Conference selection. She chose USAO also after considering offers from Mid-America Christian and Southern Nazarene. This past season, Madron's .438 batting average and 15 stolen bases second on the team. She's expected to contend for the shortstop position. While at Kanawha, her softball team was a 3-time state tournament qualifier. She also played basketball and ran track, and she also had a 4.0 GPA while in high school. Chickasha's Riley Williams, who wrestles collegiately at Wayland Baptist University, gets a big postseason honor. Williams named a Google Cloud Academic All-American by the College Sports Information Directors of America. Williams, one of only 11 athletes nationwide named to the first team. Williams, who's majoring in religion at Wayland Baptist, finished his sophomore year as the Sooner Athletic Conference wrestling champion at 197, and he qualified for the NAIA National Tournament. He was also named an NAIA All-Academic Student by the National Wrestling Coaches Association. Game 1 of the College World Series Championship rained out in Omaha last night. Arkansas and Oregon State will try again in a 6 o'clock game tonight. It's a best-of-three series. The Oklahoma City Dodgers and Nashville Sounds rained out at the Bricktown Ballpark last night. The game to be made up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon and evening. The two teams are set to play tonight at OKC with the first pitch at 7:05. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, Johnson's Cranes, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.